Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Gimel, and we are about 15 lines from the top of daf Gimel Amud Aleph. But before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Lazar ben Rameir, who is our treasurer, Yitzchak's grandfather. Zayda was a Holocaust survivor, very chashev yid, daf yomi magid chair. Either way, may today's learning be an aliyah for his neshama. So yesterday, we began Masechta Avodah Zarah. The Masechta begins, Lefnei Eideim Shal Ovdei Keichavim Shloisha Yomim Aser Loseis V'Loseis Ima. A very important halacha with regards to how a Yid has to conduct himself with a pagan, with an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Something that the Gemara is going to discuss in great detail. But in the interim, the Gemara digressed. The Gemara, Shaila Rav and Shmuel, the word Eideim, is it with an aleph or is it with an ayin? And the Gemara said, "Mandatoni edayim with an aleph loy mishtabish, umandatoni edayim with an ayin loy mishtabish. Mandatoni edayim with an aleph loy mishtabish. Dechsev ki karav yoy meidon." The Torah refers to the day that ultimately the Ovdei Avodah Zarah will be destroyed as edom with an aleph. So it makes sense when Chazal wanted to use a kinoy, a euphemism to describe the chaga of the guy, they use the word edom. Mandatoni edayim with an ayin loy mishtabish. Dechsev yitnu edayim v'yitztako. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Gimel. It describes the end of days. It talks about a yoyim hagadol v'aneira, where Hashem is going to judge all the nations of the world. And the pasuk talks about some testimony that's going to be given, which at first glance sounds like it's referring to the Avodah Zarah testifying about those who worshipped it. Either way, in the context of Avodah Zarah, you have the word edayim with an ayin. Thus, mandatoni edayim loy mishtabish. And then the Gemara took a left turn. We mentioned the pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Mem Gimel, Yitnu Eidein V'Yitztaku, which describes the end of days. So the Gemara brings a well-known Maimer Chazal that discusses that episode in great detail. And that was yesterday's daf. And essentially where we got up to was Hashem brings the Sefer Torah and he offers all the nations of the world, anyone that was Isaac in the Torah, Yavav V'Yitol Schara. And then Umay Sa'ilam are going to try at this point to muscle their way in and get some sort of reward for the Torah that they never learned. So initially they're going to say that it's true, we never learned Torah. But everything that we did was to facilitate Torah. And maybe we didn't realize it at the time, but we know now. Because Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shinik Bereishis, Bishvil HaTorah, Shinik Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell the Umay Sa'ilam, true, you're not lying, you're not shakronim, but Shaitim Shaba'ilam, was that your Kavanah? And being that that wasn't your Kavanah, you can't get schar for the Torah. To the contrary, you're going to be punished for not being Oisik B'Torah and not having a chelik in Torah. But then they're going to argue and they're going to say, well, you never offered us the Torah. Maybe had you offered us the Torah the same way you offered it to Klal Yisrael, we would have kept it. Says the Gemara, is that true? Rabbi Yochanan said, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, Hashem mi Sinai ba? But before Hashem came to Sinai, kechotzen hayoytze likras kala, to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Hashem first was the zorach me seir lamoy. He was hefiyah mehar paron. Seir was where Esau lived. Paron is where Yishma lived. So it's not true. Hashem did offer the Torah to the Umay Sa'ilam. But the Umay Sa'ilam are going to say, it's true. You offered it to us, but you never forced us. Klum kefiso aleinu har kegigas. Hashem is going to respond, you know why I didn't force you to take the Torah? Because I had given you Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Noach, and you didn't keep those. So if you didn't keep the Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Noach, pardon me for not having a lot of confidence in your ability to keep 613 mitzvahs with mitzvahs derabbanan and minhagin and etc. So it's for that reason I didn't force you to take the Torah. Either way, we're in the middle of this discussion, this give and take between the Umar Yisraelim and Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Elakach, Leimer Eidin Chavon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Eidin Chavon going to turn to Hashem, and they're going to say as follows, Ribayna Shaloylam, Yisrael Shikiblua, Heichon Kaimua, I hear. So you don't want to give us reward for keeping the Torah because we didn't keep it. Got it. But the Bnei Yisrael, did they keep the Torah? How do I know they kept the Torah? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani meid behem. Yeah. I could say Eidos, I can testify that Klal Yisrael kept the Torah. Hashem, you're possible Eidos. You're a father. A father is not allowed to say Eidos to a son. And how do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Klal Yisrael's father? It's a pasuk. B'nei b'chayr Yisrael. I'm on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I hear. Maybe I'm possible Eidos. But Shemayim va'aretz yeidu b'hem. Shemayim va'aretz. They who have been around from the beginning of time, they can say Eidos that Klal Yisrael throughout the generations kept the Torah, often been Mesiras Nefesh. Shekayim Mu'asat Torah Kula. Emer Lefanu Ribbono Shel Olam. Shemayim Varetz Nagin Medusam. They're also Negei Beidus. And as the pasuk says, Amloi Berisa Yoyim Avalaylo Chukas Shemayim Varetz Leisamti. Were it not for the fact that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, were it not for Bereishis Bishvil Yisrael Bishvil Atayrus Shenikru Reishis, there'd be no Bria. That means Shemayim Varetz is dependent on Klal Yisrael, which then means that they're also negeir be'edus. How do we know that? Dom Rabbi Shimon ben Lachish, my diksa vayer vayikayim hashishi. What's yoim hashishi? Should have said yoim shishi. B'lam shizan kadosh baruch hu. And my sebereishis. V'amar and said, im Yisrael mekabel nes teirah asimutim. If Klal Yisrael is going to be mekabel the teirah, that's wonderful. V'im lav, but if not, ani achser eschem l'soyu v'vayu. V'haynu dom ha'chizki. This is what Chizki meant when he said, my diksa v'pasik et tehillu mishamayim mishmato din eretz yore v'shakato. So this pasik is describing matan teirah. And the pasuk describes these two feelings that the world had at the time. Yara, it was afraid, the shakata. And then it was calm. Those are conflicting emotions. Im yara lama shakata. Vim shakata lama yara. Ela betchila yara. Initially, the aretz was afraid. It was afraid. It was waiting in anticipation to see whether the yidden would say nasa v'nishma, whether they would actually be makabel the Torah. Because they knew that if the yidden don't accept the Torah, im loy berisi yoyim v'layla chuka shemayim v'aretz leisamti. Ula besayif. But ultimately, shakata, when the yidden actually accepted the Torah. So Hashem is posel eidos, and shemayim v'aretz is posel eidos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I hear that I'm going to tell you who's going to say Eidos. Mikem Yavoyo V'yo Yidu Ben Yisrael. You yourselves. The Umay Sa'ilam, you are going to get up and you're going to testify. You're going to say Eidos for the fact that the Yidin, amongst a lot of adversity throughout the generations, always kept the Torah. Yavoy Nimrod. Let Nimrod step forth and let him say Eidos Bavram Shlo Yavod Avodas Kechavim. Yavoy Lavod V'yod B'Yakim Shlo Nechshet Al HaGezel. Tovay Eishas Peitifera V'toy. Let her say Eidos B'Yosef Shlo Nechshet Al HaVeiro. Yavoy Nebuchadnezzar. Let Nebuchadnezzar say Eidos V'yod B'Chanani Mishol V'Azariah Shlo Yishtach V'Lutzalem. Yavoy Daryovesh V'yod B'Daniel Shlo Bitalas HaTfilo. Yavoy Beldad HaShuchi V'Tzefer HaNamasi V'Alifaz HaTeimoni. These were Eev's friends. V'yidu B'chem B'Yisrael Shekaimu Es Kolotei Rukula Shenemai Yitnu Eideyem, the Itztaku. Who's the Eideyem? It's the Umay Sa'ilam themselves. They themselves are going to be the ones that are going to testify in this heavenly court about the fact that the Yidden were the ones that kept the Torah. It's interesting. This is the third pshat now that we have in this daf and a half for Yitnu Eideyem, the Itztaku. Is it referring to the Avodah Zarah saying Eidos about the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, thus mandatoni Eidein mitan ayin loy mishtabish? It's like Rabbi Shulchan Levi said, it's referring to the mitzvahs that are mi'idois lefon of Leilam Abba. Marsha said it means the malach, the dover ruchni that's created when a person does a mitzvah. And here we have a third pshat, Yitnu Eidein v'yitztaku. It's referring to the Umay Sa'ilam themselves. They're going to say Eidos about the fact that the Yidden kept the Torah. Either way, the Umay Sa'ilam were knocked out. They tried getting a chelik in L'Asav Lavai by virtue of the fact that they had a chelik in the Torah, but ultimately they realized they didn't have a chelik in the Torah. The Yidden did. Who said Eidos? They themselves said Eidos. Amru Lefan Ribbono Shel Olam. So now they're going to appeal. Now they're going to come for the last ditch effort. T'not lanu mirosh v'nasenu. Will you give us another chance? Meaning, we messed up the first time. There's nothing to talk about. We concede. But at the same time, maybe we can have another chance. If somebody works on Erev Shabbos to prepare food for Shabbos, so he's going to have food for Shabbos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, I have a small mitzvah for Sukkah Shema. Her name is Sukkah. Go do that mitzvah. You get mitzvah Sukkah right? That's your lifeline? That's your second chance? I'll give you a reward for keeping the mitzvah of Sukkah. Freak, think about me. Matzah Samer Tachi. Can HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that? Vom Rebbe Shulchan Levi. Rebbe Shulchan Levi said, Mait, l'ksev ha-shonechi mitzav chayoy. Hayoyim la'asoy sa v'leil l'machar la'asoy sa. Today is when you're supposed to do mitzvahs. V'leil l'machar. Tomorrow's already too late. Hayoyim la'asoy sa v'leil hayoyim liton schar. Today is when we do, and today is not the time for us to get schar. Schar mitzvah b'hayah al-malekah. It's l'machar. One day, that's when the Yid is going to be rewarded for all the mitzvahs that he did. But the bottom line is, so what's pshat that Hashem is giving the Umay Yisraelim this lifeline? He's giving them another chance. It's keneged a pasuk. It's keneged what Bishuam Belevi said. At the end of the day, if people feel that Hashem is being unfair, then it bothers Hashem. Hashem's sensitive to it. And it's for that reason the Umay Sa'ilam, they're coming with a little bit of a taina. Meaning, as much as every argument that they had, Hashem was able to easily fend off, but at the same time, they were a little bit uncomfortable. And Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba Betrunya, Rashi says, Ba'alila, doesn't want anyone to have tainas. So bottom line is, I'll give you another chance. What was this other chance? Sukkah. And Hashem referred to it as a mitzvah kala. But my carly mitzvah kala. Why is sukkah mitzvah kala? Bishum the lesbich sarnkis. It's not an expensive mitzvah. And mean that it's not an expensive mitzvah, that's why it's called a mitzvah kala. Says the Gemara, Miyad kolecha v'echa noita v'hilich v'isa sukkah b'reish gag. All the goyim are going to go, and they're going to build sukkahs b'reish gag. Rooftop. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to play with the seasons a little bit, and it's going to be really, really hot. It's going to be a sun, a heat, that's Tkufas Tammuz. It's going to be August. And the Umay Yisraelim are going to be sitting in their sukkah, and the Beroish Gagoy, and it's boiling hot, and not going to be able to handle it, and they're all going to leave. Shenemar, Nenaktes, Meisrei Seimoi, Venashlicho, Mimenu Avei Seimoi, they're going to throw away the mitzvahs, they're not going to be able to deal with it. Faith in Gemara, Makter, what's the whole point? Hashem is giving the Umay Yisraelim a lifeline. He wants to give them another chance. The whole idea here is that Hashem feels that I'm going to be sensitive. I don't want you to have tainus. I'm going to give you another chance. That this is the other chance. You're putting them in a situation again to fail. The Gemara says, it's not so out of the ordinary. There are times that even the Yidden, even in the Haimashek Kreisen, you sit in a sukkah, sukkah's time. It's not always perfect weather. Sometimes it's a little bit hot too. So if it was something completely out of the ordinary, I hear, but it's not so out of the ordinary. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, that they're sitting in a sukkah now, when it's unusually, unseasonably hot. Rava said, Mitzdar Potem in HaSukkah. So the Chura shouldn't be a taina for them to leave the Sukkah. To the contrary, they're supposed to leave the Sukkah. Mitzdar is Nach Potem in HaSukkah. Zok the Gemara, Nehi the Potter. It's true that Potem in HaSukkah. But Be'ute Mi Mevati? Are they supposed to be Bayit in the Sukkah? And that's what they're going to do. They're not just going to leave the Sukkah. The Lashon HaGemara was, they're going to storm out of the sukkah. And that's wrong. Miyad, when Hashem is going to see that he gave the goyim another chance, and they botched it, so much so they were given one mitzvah, a mitzvah kala, and they couldn't halt ice because it was a little bit too hot. And they didn't just leave the sukkah like a mitzvah. But they were mevay pesukasoi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev, Hashem is going to sit umesachik aleim, and He's going to laugh at them. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yoshev b'shamayim yitzchok. Om Rabbi Yitzchok, ein tzchok lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu elo oisoi hayoyim bulvad. That when Hashem is going to laugh, realize it's out of character because Hashem usually doesn't laugh. And ein tzchok lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu elo oisoi hayoyim bulvad. Iki the master of the other Rabbi Yitzchok. Some had Rabbi Yitzchok's memra. Of Eitz Chayt Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elo Yis HaYoyim Bovad regarding a different price. The Tanya of Yis HaYoyim Lassad Lavoi Boyin Evdik Chavim Mizgayr Lassad Lavoi the Evdik Chavim are going to come and they're going to stop being Megayr. Freak the Yomaro Mi Mekablidim Minayu Are we Mekabal Geirim Lassad Lavoi Tanya Relim to the price Eim Mekabal Geirim Lemois HaMashiach Ki Yoytza Boy Lekibu Geirim Lebi Mei David Velebi Mei Shleim. We're not Mekabal Geirim when things are perfect. And the reason is because we have to suspect that maybe the person that's being Megayr is doing so for ulterior reasons. He's not doing it because he really wants to come lachsois tachas kanfei hashchina, but rather he's doing it because times are good. It's the best of times. So when things are good, we're suspicious that the ger has the wrong motives, and as a result, in mekablum gerim limoisa mashiach, and in the past, loy kiblu gerim, loy bimei David, v'loy bimei shloimoi. So how could Rabbi Yossi say, losad lovi bono, if the gechavim miskairin, fake the gemara, mi mekablinon, minayo, and for the gemara, elashenasu gerim gerurim. They're going to be megayir by themselves. Rashi says, me'eleya miskairin. They're going to find Bezdin shall hadyotos, and this Bezdin is going to be megayir them. That's what's going to happen. La'asa lavoi. Umenichin tfilin b'rashem. They're going to put on tfilin shal rosh. Tfilin b'zroi aseyem. Tfilin shal yad. Tzitzis b'vigdeyem. Mezuzah p'pischem. Kimit shirayim mechemes goy gumagoy. So they're going to be megayir right around the time that Mashiach comes. They're going to see mechemes goy gumagoy, which is going to happen in that tkufa. Oymer lehem amah basem. So they're going to hear there's a war. What's this war all about? They're going to tell him, this war? We're going after the Jews. Al Hashem v'al Mashichoy. Shenem alam rokshu goyim ul'umim yegu rik. This is Tehillim, Perek Beis. Yitziatz v'um al-chiyeret v'roizdim noistu yachad. Al Hashem v'al Mashichoy. And it's referring to Mecheget Goygu Magoy, which is a Melchoma al Hashem v'al Mashichoy. So they're going to realize they bought stock at the wrong time. They now decided to join Klal Yisrael right before Melchemes Goygu Magoy. So the Pasuk says, immediately when they see that, they're going to get rid of all their mitzvahs. It's regarding that the Braisa said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to laugh. Shenema Yoshev Esamayim Yitzchak. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak commented, Ein Loi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schoik Elo Oysoi Hayoyim Bilvada. That's the one time that Hashem is going to. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, Ein Schoik Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elo Oysoi Hayoyim Bilvada. What was that day? So two gersoys. Either it's referring to the day that Hashem is going to give the Umay Sa'ilam another chance. He's going to give them a mitzvah kala, v'sukkah shma. They're going to sit in the sukkah. Hashem is going to be makter achama, tkufas tamuz, mitzvah potam in ha-sukkah. But they're not just going to leave the sukkah. They're going to be mevayit in the sukkah. The one mitzvah kala they couldn't handle, knowing how much was at stake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to laugh. Alternatively, it's referring to in the end of days when they're going to be Megayer on their own. They're going to be Megayer, and they're going to see Melchemes Goygu Magoy, and they're going to chicken out. They're going to be completely afraid. They're going to get rid of all the mitzvahs. Why did we get involved in this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev U'Mesachek, and it was on that Rabbi Yitzchak said, Ein Tzchoik Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elo Oysei Yoyim Bavadza. Before we go weiter, four hearts. So the Gemara had said, well-known Gemara. He said, if the Yidden are going to be the Torah, that's wonderful. And if not, and how's that merumis in Yoim Hashishi? Yoim Hashishi, which literally was referring to the sixth day of creation, is a remez to the sixth day of the month of Sivan, the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So the world was created during the 6 days of creation, but it was pending. It was mitla tali v'koy. It was vayere vayverke yoim hashishi. There was a t'nai in the bria, so to speak, that if yoim hashishi will play itself out properly, the yidden will be mekabel the Torah, they'll say nasav v'nishma, then the world will have a kiyum. But otherwise, the world's not going to have a kiyum. Tos asks Akasha, that we know there's machlokes in Shas, whether the Torah was given on Vav Sivan, or whether the Torah was given on Zion Sivan. The Gemara says that Moshe was Moisef Yoyim Echad Midaita. So the Torah was supposed to be given on Vav Sivan, but ultimately, Rabbi Yossi holds, the Torah wasn't given on Vav Sivan. The Torah was given on Zion Sivan. So Freik Tais Sakasha Bishloima, according to the Mandama that holds, that the Torah was given on Vav Sivan. It's very nice to Drosha. Vayyera Vayyvayke Yoyim Hashishi. But the Mandama that the Torah was given Zion Sivan, that it wasn't pending Yoim Hashishi. It was actually pending Yoim Hashvi, not Yoim Hashishi. So what's this drush of Reish Lakish? Yoim Hashishi, Malamish Hisna, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Maisa Bereshis. That wasn't Yoim Matan Torah. Yoim Matan Torah was Zayin Sivan. It wasn't Vav Sivan. So Tais says two terutzim. Tais in the second Torah, it says, Inami hoyseru uyuli nasin b'shishi. It's true. The Torah wasn't given according to that Manda Omar b'Vav Sivan. But even that Manda Omar acknowledges that the Torah was supposed to be given on Vav Sivan. Elo shahoysef Maish B'shach. He died. Moshe went, and on his own, he was Moshe for another day. But everybody agrees, even the Manama that holds that the Torah was given on Zion Sivan, that the Torah was supposed to have been given in Vav Sivan. And being that it was supposed to have been given in Vav Sivan, that's why this drosha says Tosfos fits. Even according to that Manda Amar that holds that the Torah wasn't given on Vav Sivan, the Torah was given in Zion Sivan. It's Yodua, the Magen Avram's Kasha. We celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan. So Chutz Laaretz, it's Vav Sivan and Zayin Sivan, but we celebrate Shavuos and Vav Sivan. Magen Avraham asks that L'chura Bishleim Elamanda Omar, the Torah was given on Vav Sivan. It's very nice that when we daven on Shavuos, we refer to Shavuos as Man Matan Torah Zeno, because that's the fact when the Torah was given. Abisadam Manda Omar that holds B'Zayin, and if it was B'Zayin that the Torah was given, so Shavuos granted based on the Torah Shebiktav is not really related to Zman Matan Torah Seinu, but in the Nusach HaTfilah, Freit Magad Avram, we refer to Shavuos as Zman Matan Torah Seinu. We stay up Shavuos night, right? We refer to it as Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So how do you refer to it as Zman Matan Torah Seinu according to the Manama that holds that the Torah was given in Zayin Tziva? And the Magad Avram is Moisef Tmiya Latmiya. Because the truth is whether the Torah was given Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan has an Afkamina Lalacha, an Afkamina and Hilchas Nida. It's Yeridea Sivan Kuf Tzadik Vav, the Ein Kamakoy Melahar. And the Magen Avraham proves from Hilchas Nida that we paskin b'zayin b'sivan, not in the Torah. So if the Torah was given b'zayin b'sivan, freak the Magen Avraham, and he blibes tzarechin in Hilchas Shvuah simin tof tzadik dalet u'merichayim, he doesn't understand how it's possible when we daven on Shvuah, we refer to Shvuah as man matan teraseinu, being that there's a mandama that holds the Torah wasn't given vav sivan, which is when we celebrate Shvuah, but rather was given b'zayin b'sivan, and we paskin like that mandama because there's nafkiminas and Halacha, and as it relates to those nafkaminas, we're machria that the Torah was given b'zayin sivan. So how can you say zman matan Torah seinu? It's close, but it's off by a day. It's not zman matan Torah seinu. Then it says that I once saw a kasha. The Gemara says a Masechtas Pesachim, well-known Gemara. Daf Samaches on the days. The Gemara over there brings the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua on Yontif. On Yontif, what's a person supposed to do? Are you supposed to sit in Beis Medrash, learn, daven? Or to the contrary, v'samachta b'chagecha, v'yisach sameach, and yontav, a person supposed to be b'simcha. So it's machlokes like Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, supposed to do both. Chalkeu, chatzi lachem, v'chatzi lachem. And yontav, a person is supposed to spend half his day. If you go through that lochem shulchan aruch, Mishnah Berurah brings it as if you're literally supposed to sit down, make a cheshbin of the yud beis shoyis that the day is made up of. 6 hours you're supposed to be Isaac and Lashem, and 6 hours you're supposed to be Isaac and Lachem. But that's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Chokeyo, Chatzi Lachem, the Chatzi Lashem. Rabbi Eliezer argues. Rabbi Eliezer says you have a choice. Two options. If you want, you could spend the afternoon in Beis Medrash, or if you want, you could spend the afternoon with Lachem. Zok de Gemara, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Hakom Moidim Batzeres, to be the Nami Lachem. Everybody's Moidah, that on Shavuos, meaning even Rabbi Eliezer that holds, that ordinarily you have a choice, either Lachem or Lashem, but when it comes to Shavuos, how come Moedim Batzeres to be in a Nami Lochem? My time. What's the reason? Yom Shenitna Batayro. Because Shavuos is the day that the Torah was given. And being that the Torah was given on Shavuos, it's for that reason even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that on Shavuos it has to be Lochem, which by the way is counterintuitive, of course. You would think, Yom Shenitna Batayro, how come Moedim to be in a Nami Lashem? It's just the opposite. Being that on Shavuos the Torah was given, how come Moedim to be in a Nami Lochem? It's Yidua, the Beis Halevi says, what's the Pshat? Again, you'd think fakir, the Torah was given, that's when you're supposed to drink wine and you're supposed to eat good meats and that's when you're supposed to be lachem. He says based on the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, where the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up the Shamayim, Kishaola Moshe Lamarim to be Makabal the Torah, so the Malachim didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Torah. They started going back and forth. He says, what are you taking the Torah? You're going to bring it to lowly people? L'chura, the Torah belongs by us. The Torah belongs in Shamayim. So Moshe turns to Hashem, he says, it's good time, what am I supposed to say? So he told him, Achoyz b'chisei kvoidi, grab onto my kisei akovde v'aneilam tshuva. So Moshe Rabbeinu starts lobbying on behalf of Klal Yisrael. It says in the Torah, Anoichi Hashem alikecha asher etzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Were you a Mitzrayim? It said, kabedes avicha v'asimecha. Do you have a father? Do you have a mother? It says, lo sirtzach, lo sinof. Are you shayach to the emotions that cause a person to do those types of averes? The Torah was obviously meant for us. It wasn't meant for you. Says the Beis Halevi, a dover nifla, and if you think of the Machshava, it's even more nifladig. He says, at the end of the day, the reason the Yidden got the Torah is because they are made up of a guf. They're made up of a bus of Adam. They have a father. They have a mother. They have kinna. They have sinna. They're the ones that are shayach to do the averus that are mentioned in the Torah. They're the ones that are able to be mekayim the mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Torah. It's because of the fact that they're made up of a guf that they got the Torah. Otherwise, it would have been by the malachim. The malachim are higher madrigas than the yidden are. But it's because we're made up of a guf that at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu had a tshuva nitzachas, and that's why we ended up getting the Torah. So it comes out, we only got the Torah because we're human. We only got the Torah because we're mortal, because we're boss of Adam. If that's the case, we celebrate on Shavuos the fact that we're boss of Adam. How come Moedim Batzeres to be Nanami Lechem? Because that was the schus that at the end of the day we had to ultimately get the Torah. The point is Hashem didn't give the Torah to Malachim. Like Nitna Torah Malachi Asharis. Hashem gave the Torah to us with our chesroiness and with all the things that we do right, but at the same time, all the things that we do wrong. It was dafka given to us, and we remember that on Shavuos. You know what we remember on Shavuos? That we're human. That's all we remember on Shavuos. And it's dafka because we're human that we got the Torah. Hakol moedim ba'atzeres, debe'ina nami lechem. But either way, the Netziv, in one of his svarim, in his hemek shela, asks the gevaldige kasha. When is atzeres? Vav Sivan. When was the Torah given? Zayin Sivan. Because again, like the Magen Avraham said, we paskin like the Mandama that says it was given by Zayin. So Luchura, if Yoy Matan Torah is Zayin, it's not Vav, then what's this idea? Hakom Moedim Batzeres? The Be'in Anami Lochem, because it's Yom Shenitna Batayra. It wasn't Yom Shenitna Batayra. So we have two kashas. Magen Avraham's kasha. How on Shavuos could you say is Man Matan Torah Seinu? Shavuos in Eretz Yisrael, where it's one day, is Vav Sivan. When we that. The Torah was given not on Vav Sivan, it was given on Zayin Sivan. And how could the Gemara say, Hakom Moedim Atzeres Debein Anami Lochem? Why? Because it was Yom Shinei B'Torah. Torah was given on Vav Sivan. The Torah was given on Zayin Sivan. Zok Din Etziv, you have to say, Ayin Toysis Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. That's my only Eitzah. And just like the Gemara says, Yom HaShishi, I Frey Toysis Amad Amad that says it was Yom HaShvi, but it could have, would have, should have been on Yom HaShishi. It was just that Moshe Rabbeinu was Hoysav Yom Echa Midaitai. It's a big. So on that, you would have to say the same thing. Why we can refer to Shavuos as Matan Torah Seinu, and why Hakol Moedim Batzeres to be Nami Lochem? Because even though it's Taken not Yom Shnei Batayra, but it was the Yom that the Torah could have been given, should have been given, would have been given. Moshe was Moshe Yemecha Midaita, but at the end of the day, we remember Matan Torah Seinu not as being the day that the Torah was actually given, but rather as the day the Torah was supposed to have been given, which is Vav Sivan, which is not Zayin Sivan. That's the first part. The second order, which we won't go into now, and that is something that we actually spoke about in great detail when we learned Perek Chelek. So we went through the sugyas of Hananya, Mishael, Azariah. So Hananya, Mishael, Azariah is a sugya when you learn Perek Chelek. So we went through it. So we mentioned this Tosis, which actually appears in a bunch of places in Shas. The Gemara says at the end of the day, who's the one that's going to say Eidos? Yavai Nimrod is going to say Eidos that Avram Avinu was the Nevid of the Zorah. Lovin's going to say Eidos that Yaakov didn't steal. Ishus Poitifera is going to say Eidos on Yosef Shloy Nechshad al Aveir. Yavai Nebuchadnezzar, Viyod Bechananya, Mishael, Azariah, Shloy Yishtach Vulutzon. Tosfos makes a phenomenal diak in this Gemara. When the Gemara says that Nimrod is going to say Eidos about Avram Avinu, what's the Lashon HaGemara? Yovei Nimrod, V'yoid Bavram, Shaloi Ovad Avodas Kechavim. Nimrod is going to say Eidos that Avram Avinu wasn't Ovid Avodas Zara. By Nebuchadnezzar, it says Yovei Nebuchadnezzar, V'yoid Bechanani Mishol V'Azariah, Shaloi Yishtach Avu L'Tzelem. It's a different Lashon. It doesn't say Avodas Zara. It says Tzelem. It says Tosfos, Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam proved from here and from other Gemaras, the Tzelem, the Nebuchadnezzar, Lav Avodas Kechavim Haya. The Tzelem that all of Klai Yisrael bowed down to, that Hananya Mishael V'Azariah refused to bow down to, was not real Avodah Zarah. Meaning, had Hananya Mishael V'Azariah bowed down to it, they would not have been over the Avera of Avodah. It wasn't real Avodah Zarah. It wasn't even Yoharu Gvayach. It wasn't Avodah Zarah. What was it? Tosfos says it was an Andarti, Asui the Kavod HaMelech. It was a pestle of some sort that was made for the Kavod of Nebuchadnezzar. But it wasn't a deity. It wasn't Avodah Zarah. And being that it wasn't Avodah Zarah, the Gemara doesn't refer to it as Avodah Zarah. Avram Avinu didn't want to bow down to the idols. So that was Yovei Nimrod V'yod Avram Shaloi Ovad Avodah Zkechavim. But by Hananya Mishael V'Azariah, it wasn't a question of Avodah Zarah. Thus, it's Yovei Nebuchadnezzar V'yod Hananya Mishael V'Azariah, not Shaloi Ovad Avodah Zarah, but rather Shaloi Yishtachavu L'Tzelem. And Tosfos brings other rayas. Tosfos' big raya is from the Gemara Ksuvas Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara famously says, Umoli Nogdu L'Hananya Mishael V'Azariah, Pochu L'Tzelem. Had Hananya V'Azariah been tortured, they would have bowed down to the Tzelem. Rav is the one that said it. And Tosfos is Matmiya. Number one, how could you say that about Hananya Mishael V'Azariah? That they would not have been able to endure the torture that we Yidin, not on the level of Hananya Mishael V'Azariah throughout the ages that endured torture during the Spanish Inquisition, etc., etc., not to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. Hayatochen, you could be Choshed, Hananya Mishael V'Azariah, that they would not have been able to handle il moli nogdu lechanani mishal v'azayir pochul l'tzalma zok rabbeinu tam, because it wasn't Avodah Zarah. Had it been Avodah Zarah, of course they would have been able to endure the torture. But this was a question of Kavod HaMelech. So to give up their life, to die al Kiddush Hashem, that they were prepared to do. But to live al Kiddush Hashem, itaych yisurim, that Rav held il moli nogdu lechanani mishal v'azayir pochul l'tzalma. This brings a ray from the fact that the Gemara says that had it chanani mishal v'azayir, you know they're supposed to jump into the kivshan ha'esh, nasu kal v'chaymer. Who they make a kal v'chaymer from? The Tzvardeya from the frogs. Frank Tosfos Gefal. They had to come onto the frogs to know that it's Yehara Gaval Yavra Avodah Zarah. Of course Avodah Zarah is Yehara Gaval Yavra. It's one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. The Eretz Yisrael wasn't Avodah Zarah. This was a question of Andarti that was also L'Kavod HaMelech. Either way, again, more relevant when we're learning Perek Chelek, when you're going through the sugyas of Hananya, Mishael, V'Azariah. But just the Maromachim, this is one of the few places in Shas where this Tosfos is Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amaral. That's the second aura. The third aura is the Gemara refers to Sukkah as a mitzvah kala. So the Goyim are going to want another chance, a lifeline. Hashem's going to say, fine, I'll give it to you. What's the second chance? Mitzvah kala yeshli. The Sukkah Shema, go do that. It's the Teres Chaim on this Gemara asks that why did Hashem pick this mitzvah kala dafka? Why Sukkah? The other mitzvahs kalos, the Chur Hashem could have picked others. So he says a gewaldige chiddush, I think. He says, "Anfal gaf dekame mitzvahs kalos ikko yesh loymar shehu yizbarach roitzel liten lehem mitzvah achas." And it's a big chiddush. We speak it out inside. Sheshkulo kikola mitzvahs. Sukkah is not just a mitzvah kala. It's a mitzvah kala that shokul. Kineged kolam mitzvahs. If you shehain roitzel lekabel schara kolam mitzvahs kiyisrael, because they don't want to just get schar for one mitzvah. What are the umes oilam going to be fighting for? They're going to want schar like the Yidden are getting schar. The Yidden are getting schar for keeping kol ha-Torah kula. So the Chura, that's what they're going to want as well. So Hashem is going to have to give them a mitzvah kala no less, that shokul kineged kol ha-mitzvahs. So Hashem is going to say, I have it. It's the mitzvah of Sukkah. And the mitzvah Sukkah, says the Teres Chaim, shkulo kol ha-mitzvahs, and he says, what's my makar to it? My makar is, it's in the yoitzris of Sukkah. So where do you have it in the yoitzris? But where do you have it in the yoitzris? You say as follows, baltihi mitzvah sukkah be'enecha kala, it rhymes, ki keneged kol mitzvah zdas chukoyseh shkula. Baltihi mitzvah sukkah be'enecha kala, I guess that's a play on this Gemara, mitzvah kala yeshli v'sukkah shema. So baltihi mitzvah sukkah be'enecha kala, ki keneged kol mitzvah zdas chukoyseh shkula. So it's shkula keneged kol mitzvah zdas chukoyseh. And the Teres Chaim, this is a kadmon. The Teres Chaim, Kedega quotes the Teres Chaim. Teres Chaim brings this and he says, this is a makar, this piyut of the Python is a makar, then mitzvah sukkah is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvah. So Hashem is not just looking for a mitzvah kala. He's looking for a mitzvah kala that's shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvah. So says the Teres Chaim, the truth is there's three other mitzvahs that are shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvah. Shabbos, Mila, and Tzitzis. He says, but they're all not kala. Shabbos is not kala, because the Gemara's definition of kala was chsar and kiss. Shabbos, you can't go to work. So obviously there's chsar and kiss. Tzitzis, back in the day, tcheles, was very expensive. That's one of the simonim of the chilazon. And the treles, it's something that you have to buy with damim yikar, and it's something that's very expensive. Rashi and Perek Chelik. And mila is something that comes bitzar. So those are not mitzvahs kalos. This is the one mitzvah that shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs, that's a mitzvah kala. Either way, something nice maramakim, that sukkah is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. And then finally, so what are the umayis ha-olam going to do? Hashem is going to make it really, really hot, and they're going to be bayit in the sukkah. But the Gemara says, who are they right for leaving the sukkah? Why are they right? Because v'amar rava mitzdar potim in ha-sukkah. The Gemara need the potter, but ute mi mevati. I'll just tell you one final interesting maramakim, and that is the Rama. The Rama in Hilchas Sukkah in Simit Tovreish Lamites. When he brings the Alocha Mitzdar, so the Rama famously says, "Chala potter in a sukkah, v'ni yoytzim isham." If someone was Mitzdar and he sits in a sukkah, ina mekabel olav schar, v'ina yela hedyoyt. Quoting the famous Yerushalmi, he's a hedyot because if someone's potter from something and he does it anyways, he's considered a hedyot. Then the Rama concludes, "Ukishe yoytzim in a sukkah mikoyech hakshamim," that if a person has to leave the sukkah because it's raining, al yivat v'yetze, don't storm out, el yetze kenichna, you should leave with humility. Like an Eved who's being turned down by his master. Because I'll say when it rains on Sukkah, it's a Simen Klala. Why is it a Simen Klala? Because you're coming to Hashem, you want to serve him, and Hashem is Ki'ilu saying, I'm not interested. So when a person leaves a Sukkah, you should leave with that level of Achna. Meaning, Al Yivat V'yetzeh, El Yetzeh Kinichna. Zok the Goyin. What's the makar? Avay the Zara Daf Gimel. This Gemara right here. You see, there's going to be a taina on the Umay Sa'olam when they're mitzvah for being mevayet. So from here we learn a halacha. It's Raman Simit Tov Reish Lametes that even a person that's mitzvah, there's a certain edelkeit there's a certain hachna that a person's supposed to have when he knows he can't sit in the sukkah. Not, yes, we could eat at the dining room table, it was cold anyways. But there's a certain level of hachna. It's a halacha, psuk and shulchan aruch. It's a ramah, the makarta ramah is a maril, but where does it really come from? Zok de goyen, ayin avay dezar, daf gimel. It's this gemara right here. Zok de gemara, weiter. So after this whole episode, with the umaysa oilam being mevayit in the sukkah, Kadosh Baruch Hu's gonna laugh. Shenema yoshev bashamayim yitzchak. And Amr Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Ein tzchok lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ela oisa ayoyim vilvad." Freit the Gemara, "Eini, is that so?" From Rabbi Yudah Marav, "Shem esri shoyis havi ayoyim." The day is made up of 12 hours. Shol eshuri shoyinoyis Hakadosh Baruch Hu yoshev vaoisa b'tayr. So what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do during the day? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, the first 3 hours of the day, Hakadosh Baruch Hu learns Torah. Shniyos. Yoishay Vidanes Kala Oilam Kulay. Kadosh Baruch Hu judges the world. Kivin Shiroishin is Chayiv Oilam Kloya. When Hashem sees that the world deserves to be destroyed, Oimed Mikisei Adin, he stands up from the Kisei Adin. Yoishay Vakisei Rach. Shlish Yois, the third set of 3 hours in the day. Yoishev Vizanes Kol Olam Kulay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains the world. He's Mefarnes the world. Mikarnei Re'em, and from the horns of the Re'em, Ad Beitzei Kivim, until the eggs of the lice. From big animals to small animals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zonis Kol Olam Kulay. And Reviyois, the last 3 hours of the day, Yoishev Umesachek Im Levyasan. Hashem sits and he laughs together with the Levyasan. Shenema, it's a pasuk. Levyasan Zeyut Sarto. Lesachek Boy. But what do you see from this Gemara? You see Hashem laughs every day. Now does Hashem laugh every day? 3 hours, every single day. Sauk Rav Yitzchak say, Ein tzchok lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eloi say, Yoyim Bovad, Stach Kineged, what Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, that every single day, the last 3 hours of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yoshev, Mesachik, Im Lev Yosef, Amrav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, you have to say, Im Briyosev Mesachik, Va'al Briyosev, Einoy Mesachik. It's true Hashem laughs every day. But when Hashem laughs, it's Im Briyosev, I'm laughing with you. Hashem laughs in Briyosef, together with the Levyasim. But Hashem is not laughing at Briyosef, which is Hashem is going to do. Hashem is going to actually laugh at the Umay Sa'ilam, mocking them, so to speak, that you waited for this lifeline, and this is the way you react. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal say, laughs, he's Yoshef Umasachik Im Levyasim, 3 hours a day, that was as long as there was a Beis HaMikdash. But Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, after the Churban, Ein Tzchoik, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't laugh anymore. Umi Nolan, the Lech Tzchoik, Herino, Ilem, and Mitech Siva Yikra, Hashem Alikin Tzvokis, Beyemahu, Lebechi, Ule Mispeit, Ule Karcha, it's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, and it's referring to the Churban. So you see that Hashem is going to refer to that day as a Yoim Bechi Umispeit. So if it's a Yoim Bechi Umispeit, then obviously it's not a day of laughter. But the Gemara says, Dumahu Yoim of Asuloi, maybe that Pasuk is referring to the actual day of the Churban. Who said that from here to forward, Hashem is never going to laugh? Ella, Zok de Gemara, Dechsev, it's from the following pasuk. Eshkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak Lashoyni, Lekhiki, Imlo Yeskerechi. So Hashem says, Eshkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, I'm never going to forget Yerushalayim. So if Hashem is going to laugh, then by definition, there's a certain shikcha of the Avelus of Yerushalayim. So in Meshkochech Yerushalayim, that's the Makar. That's how Rav Achanu, that Miyoyim Shechar Rav Beis HaMikdash Ein Tzchoik La HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gemara says, Dilma Shikcha Hu Daleka, Avol Tzchoik Miyoyikah. Yeah, maybe for us mortals, it would be impossible for us to laugh, be happy, be besimcha, all geshmak, and at the same time, be mekayim the pasuk of a mishkochech Yerushalayim, tishkach yemini. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe it's possible to do both. Dilma shikcha hu daleka. Hashem is not going to be masiach das while he's laughing. Avos choyk miyayiko. Elo mehocho, hechsheisi meyoylam, acharish es apok. Talks about Hashem holding himself back from the time of the Churban. What's he holding himself back from? Rav Achon understood it was from tzchoik, it's from laughter. So whereas the Kadosh Baruch Hu used to laugh in Levyasin 3 hours a day, miyom shechar beis hamikdash, that doesn't happen anymore. So frik the Gemara, if that's the case, birevios my oven. So what then does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do during the last 3 hours of the day? We mapped out the Seder Hayom of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the last 3 hours of the day, yoshev u'masachik im Levyasin. But Rav Achon said that miyom shechar beis hamikdash einoy misach. So if there's no schoik anymore, so what then does a Kadosh Baruch Hu do during those last 3 hours? So the Gemara, Yoishev Umelame Tinoikin Shal Beis Rabban Teira. A Kadosh Baruch Hu sits with Tinoikin Shal Beis Rabban. The Rachmana Litzlan died prematurely, and Hashem sits with them and He teaches them Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Es mi yoredeya ves mi yavin shmua gemule mechalav atike mishadayim." Lemi yoredeya ulemi yavin shmua. Who does Hashem teach Torah? The gemule mechalav atike mishadayim, to these young children that again died young. Kadosh Baruch Hu, make sure that they're up to snuff, that they're still learning Torah, and Hashem Himself is the melamed tinoikus shel beis rab. Frank the Gemara. We said that before the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, Hashem spent the last 3 hours of the day Yoshev u'masachikum l'vyos. Miyoyim shechar Beis HaMikdash eina mesach. So what does Hashem do? He teaches Torah to the Tinei Kishol Beis Rabba. So during the time that the Beis HaMikdash stood, where Hashem was laughing with the Leviathan, l'chori he wasn't teaching Torah to the Tanakh Shabbos Rabbah. So during that Kufa, who was teaching them Torah? Iba Yaseim Ezok Gemar Matat. It's the Malach Matat. The Iba Yaseim Ahava Ha'ovet. Hashem used to do both. Hashem would be Yoshev u'Mesachik in Leviathan, and at the same time, he was Yoshev u'Melami Torah to Tanakh Shabbos Rabbah. We'll get back to that in a minute. It says the Gemara, u'Belayla Mayavet. Okay, so we mapped out what Hashem does during the day. Vastot Hashem Baynach. Iba Yaseim Me'en Yomam. So some say that Hashem repeats the same Seder Ayoim that Hashem has during the day, that's what Hashem does at night. Iba Yaseim Aroichev Al Kruv Kal Shaloy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rides on his chariot, the Shot, and he flies B'shmoyne Eser Elef Oilomois in the 18,000 Oilomois. Shenem Aroichev Alekim Ribo Sayim Alfei Shinan Al Tikri Shinan Elo She'enon. Roichev Alekim Ribo Sayim. Ribo Sayim is 10,000 times 2. Alfei She'enon minus 2. So it's 10,000 times 2, meaning 20,000, but alfe, which is 2,000, not shinon, she'enon, so it's 20,000 minus 2, back of the envelope arithmetic, 18,000 olamos, and that's what the Eivishter does at night. He's reichev al kruv kal shaloi, v'shot b'shmoyne eser ilov. The Iba Yisei mo yoyshev v'shemei ashiru b'chayos, because Baruch Hu sits, and he hears shiru from the chayos, shenema yoymom yitzava Hashem chazdoi, ubelayla shiru imi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night, it was ubelayla shiru imi. A little bit more Gemara. Amar Ablevi, kol apaisa b'divrei Torah, somebody that stops learning Torah. V'oisei b'divrei sicha, machilin lo yigachle rasam. So if a person's in the middle learning and he stops to discuss divrei sicha, you have to know what that means. They will feed him one day coals from resamim. That's a certain type of wood. Shenem akoyt v'maluach ali siach v'sheirish resamim lach. I'm Rabbi Shimon Lach. Kol oisik b'teira b'layla. Anyone that learns teira at night, Hakadosh Baruch Hu moishich olav chut shal chesed yoy. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him a certain chain that's going to escort him during the day. Shenemar yoymam yitzav Hashem chazdoi. When does a person get the chesed of Hashem during the day? U'belayla shira imi. When at night, it was shira. When a person's learning Torah, Torah is called shira, says the Marsha. V'at tekisvu lechem es hashira azoyis. So when a person is oisik b'Torah, balayla, he's u'belayla shira imi. You know what he's zoicha to? Yoimam yitzav Hashem chazda. He's zoicha to the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matam. Yoimam yitzav Hashem chazda. Mishun de b'layla shi. Yikid amri amri yishlok. Shkol oisik b'Torah b'ilu mazeh. Adem ilu layla. Somebody learns Torah b'ilu mazeh, which is dem ilu layla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu moishik alav chut shal chesed b'ilu mabah. He'll be zoicha to a chut shal chesed in ilu mabah. Hadoim ilu yoim shenemar. Again, yoimam yitzav Hashem chazda. When's a person going to get the chesed of Hashem in ilu mabah? U'belayla shiru yimi. When in Oilam Hazeh, when it's difficult, when it's challenging, when it's chayshech, when a person's able to learn Torah even during difficult times, not just learn Torah, but perhaps to see the sweetness of Torah. U'belay l'shira imi, when a person's able to appreciate the va'at tekisvu lechem es hashira azois, even u'balayla, that's when yizaycha to yoimam yitzav Hashem chazdoi. Eventually it's going to be yoim, it's going to be day, he'll have a chut shal chesed, he'll be zaycha to all the chasadim and all the chen of HaKadosh Baruch. So before we end, just two ha'aris. Number one, so the Gemara had said, shteim esrei shoyis havei hayoim. So what does Hashem do during the 12 hours? Shalosh u'yishoyinois, the first 3 hours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoyishik v'yoseh b'tayr, Hashem sits and he learns tayr. Shniyois Yoishev v'don eskola oilam kulay. So listen to the Lashon HaGemar. Kivin sheroyish en eschayv oilam kloya. Hashem sits down to judge the world. When he sees that the world can't handle his judgment, oimed mikisei adin, Hashem gets up from his kisei adin, v'yoishev al kisei rachamim. And instead, Hashem sits on kisei rachamim. Meaning, it sounds like Hashem first sits down on kisei din. He looks, he sees that it's not going to work. So Hashem gets up from the Kisei Adin and he sits on the Kisei Rachamim. And this happens when? Every single day. The second 3 hours of the day, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Freik the Teres Chayim. He doesn't understand. V'im toimar. Im kein lama hu chayze v'yoshev al kisei din tchila b'chol yoy. Why does Hashem have to repeat this every single day? Every single day Hashem sits down on the Kisei Adin. He wants to judge mankind. He realizes that it's not going to work. So Hashem gets up from the Kisei Adin and he sits down on the Kisei Shel Rachamim. L'chura, at some point, Hashem realizes that it's never possible for the world to be Oymer al Midas Adin. So let Hashem just sit down on Kisei Rachamim. Why does Hashem have to repeat this every single day? It says the Teres Chaim, or Yesoid Gadol, something that we've spoken about in the past, and just behecked it. That is, Chazal say that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Torah, so before we mention the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, this is the Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Chof Tes on the days. So the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw a Yid who was sitting and he was writing Ksarim L'Torah. So Moshe turns to Hashem and he says, who is this? Told him it's Rabbi Akiva. He said, Rabbi Akiva, this person's so great, he's going to achieve such a level of Torah, and you're giving the Torah with me? L'chura, you should take Rabbi Akiva's neshama, bring him down to the world. He should be the one that should stand at Har Sinai. He should be the one that's Mekabel the Torah. Why are you giving the Torah through me? The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this is what I decided. This is the way I want it to be. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva turned. Amalei Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem. He says, you show me. Hareini Torasa. Let me see his schar. This great Rabbi Akiva. What does this Olam Haba look like? So Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu a glimpse of the Romans torturing Rabbi Akiva to death. Rabbi Akiva was one of the 10 martyrs, one of the Asar Ruge Malchus. And Moshe Rabbeinu sees how Rabbi Akiva is being tortured. So Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem and he says, Zu Torah, v'zu schara? Does it make sense? On the one hand, you're telling me this is the greatest man to ever live. He's going to achieve such unbelievable madregas. And this is how it's going to end? He's going to end with the Romans torturing him to death. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him? Kach also l'fana b'machshava. This is what I decided. This I want. Why I want it to be. Don't say another word. It's Yadua, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say. That what did Hashem mean when he said, Kach also l'fana b'machshava. The Shlach HaKadosh and the Ramah Mipanu and the Vilna Goyen. Kulun l'schad mu l'davar echad. Chazal say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it was all the b'machshava to create the world with Midas Adin. But he saw that there was no way that the world would have a kiyum with Midas Adin. So instead, he created the world with Midas Harachamim. That's Bereishis Bara Elikim. Initially, it was Elikim, Midas Adin. That's the way Hashem wanted to create the world. It was all about machshava to create the world by Midas Adin, but when he saw that it's not going to work, Hashem instead created the world by Midas Harachamim. But say the Svarim HaKadoshim, that the machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the Metzias. And being that it was all about machshava to create the world by Midas Adin, there's a Bria in the world of Midas Adin, which means that it's true HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself in Briyosa by Midas Harachamim. But at the same time, there is a channel, there is a mahalach, so to speak, in Hanhoga Sa'olam of Midas Adin. And the reason there's such a Hanhoga is because it was all of the machshava to create the world of Midas Adin. And once it was all of the machshava, that created a Metzias, that right now there is a Hanhoga in the world of Midas Adin. Say the Svar Makdoshim, that's the Tiefkeit. That's the oimik of tzaddikim medaktik maleim kuchot asayra. HaKadosh Baruch is medaktik with tzaddikim kuchot asayra. What's the beer? The beer is Hashem conducts himself with them in a completely different realm. Not b'midas harachamim, but rather b'midas adin. And b'midas adin, that's kuchot asayra. It's because it's b'midas adin. Say the svarim, that's what Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Zu toira v'zu schara, you're right, doesn't make sense. But it only doesn't make sense in a world of rachamim. But in a world of din, fakir, it does make sense. Because in a world of din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktek kuchot asayra. And that was the tifkai. Kach also b'machshava lefanai. Kach also b'machshava, not now, but it was all about machshava, betchilas brias ha'olam, to create the world of Midas Adin, and because of that, it was niskayim machalois in the bria of Midas Adin, and Rabbi Akiva is being judged right now by Midas Adin. That's the tifkai, that's the pnimius of kach also machshava lefana. The Teres Chaim says the same exact yisoid right here on this Gemara, and he says that's the beer in the Gemara. He says every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits al Kisei Shel Din. Why does he have to sit on the Kisei Shel Din? If Hashem knows anyways that the world's not going to have a Kiyum, he's anyways going to have to get up and sit down on the Kisei Shel Din. Just sit down on the Kisei Shel Rachamim. Zokta Teres Chayim. Because it's true that for the Amoinam, there's no Mahalach of Midas Adin. But there are Yechidim that are Shaykh to Midas Adin. That's Tzadikim, Medachtikim, Aleim, Kechot Asayra. And every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on the Kisei Shel Din, because every single day, it's relevant for those Tzadikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Medachtik, Kechot Asayra, for them to have this hanhaga of midas adin, and that's why Hashem does it. Either way, this yesoid from the Rama Mipano and from the Shlach Kaddish and from the Vilna Gaon, if you want to take a look, from Shmuel Yankif, Zatzal, and Zeisli Yaakov, his first stickle in Parshas Bereishis, he's very mairich in the Sinyan, doesn't bring this Teres Chaim, I think this is a Metziah, this Mar Mokim right here, Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where he says the same exact yesoid as the Gedoyle Gedoyle Yoylam, based on this Gemara. That's why Hashem first sits on the Kisei Shalbin, and only afterwards he gets up, and he eventually sits on the Kisei Shorachim. That's the first Ara. The second and the final Ara, and that is, so the Gemara says, that what does Hashem do during the last 3 hours of the day? So Hashem is Yoshef U'masachet Gimliv Yosan. But Rav Acha said that was only when there was a Beis HaMikdash. But Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash ain't Tzchoik LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't laugh at him. So what does Hashem do now? Kadosh Baruch Hu sits and he teaches Torah to the Tanei Kishol Bisram. Freak the Gemara. So when there was a Beis HaMikdash and Hashem wasn't teaching Torah to the Tanei Kishol Bisram, who was teaching Torah to the Tanei Kishol Bisram? Iba Yisem, but the Gemara said, the Malach Matat, the Iba Yisem Ahava Ha'ovid. I was thinking, why the Malach Matat? So we know the Pasuk, Parshas Bereishis. The end of Parshas Bereishis, the Pasuk talks about a Yid, wasn't a Yid, whose name was Chanoich. Vayisalach Chanoich Eso Alikim, ve'einenu, ki lokach oisei Alikim. Chanoich was Mesushelach's father. He was also a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. He was such a tzaddik that the Torah is made on Chanoich. Vayisalach Chanoich Eso Alikim, but ve'einenu. He's not here anymore. Ki lokach oisei Alikim. Rashi, quoting Chazal, is Medayik. What's this lashon ve'einenu? He's not here anymore. The pasuk should have said Vayomos Chanoich. Ve'einenu. He's not here. When a person dies, he's not here. Kiloka Choyse Elikim says Chazal that really he wasn't supposed to have died. Was Chanoich at the time that he did. But Tzadikaya Ve'kal Bedaitei Loshav Larshia. Hashem saw that Chanoich, if he was going to be alive much longer, he wasn't going to be able to continue to live on his very, very lofty level. It's for that reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Chanoich away from the world prematurely. Ve'einenu, it doesn't say Vayomas. Ve'einenu, why? Ki lokach oisei Elokim. But there's the rest of the story with Chanoich. Chazal say that after Chanoich was taken away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chanoich a malach. And he didn't just become any malach. He became none other than the malach matat. That Chazal say, Shmoy kishem Adonai, the Malach Matat, who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right-hand man, so to speak. So who's the Malach Matat? The Malach Matat was Chanoich. So I was thinking that Tinoik Yishol Beis Rabbam, that Rachman of Atzlan, they're taken away from the world prematurely before they were able to live out their times. They come up to Shemayim, they need a Rebbe, they need a mentor, they need a Chavrusa, they need someone to be Mechazik them. Who's their mentor? Who's their Rebbe? It's the Malach Matat. Who's the Malach Matat? Chanoich. What's Chanoich's story? Vayisalach Chanoich Eso Elikim Ve'einenu. Kiloka Chayse Elikim. Rashi says, Mir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vesilkoi Ve'hemisei Kodim Zmanoi. Someone like Chanoich, who was taken away from the world prematurely, like the Torah's Meyit, Ve'einenu. Kiloka Chayse Elikim. It's Dafke him. He's, the Malach Matad is the one that sits and he teaches Torah to the Tinoikos of Israel.